Welcome to episode 252 of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I'm going to share some of the details of my collection, a specific area of my collection that has to do with the National Football League. Some of you may be aware of one or two of the items in this particular collection, and I want to solicit some of your feedback on how to complete this NFL collection. Before I do that, I just want to remind you that Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service can mean many things. Hopefully, it means whatever your legal need is. Now, Brandon Legal Group hopes you are never in need of legal assistance, but if you are, they are a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. And they can offer you a free consultation at brandonlegalgroup.com or by calling 302-3576, 813-902-356. Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. I also would like to praise West Chase Golf Club, which will be the host of Todd Wright Tour 43. And they are already on the calendar for a Todd Wright Tour event in 2024. They have hosted more events than any other golf property in the eight-year history of the Todd Wright Tour, so only appropriate that we will start after our summer break in October at West Chase Golf Club. If you'd like to play in a Todd Wright Tour event, you can email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Please do not confuse my events with charity scrambles. My events are golf tournaments. My events were created because golfers like me grew tired of many elements of charity scrambles that honestly didn't give a shit about the actual golf experience. I do give a shit about the actual golf experience. It's a golf tournament run by someone who loves golf. And the response has been phenomenal. I didn't plan on hosting 42 events. I'm now booked through 46 events in 2024. Two of those at West Chase Golf Club over the next couple of calendar years. West Chase Golf Club is a public golf property. And you can reach out for tee times at westchasegc.com. Or you can call the pro shop. WestchaseGC.com. Remember, West Chase Golf Club is open to the public. It is a par 72 championship course in Tampa, Florida. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com for anything golf related. Also, if you happen to be in the Eastern Tennessee area, Nashville, South and East, and you have a golf recommendation for me or an invite for me, I may be in Nashville very soon and have an open day to play a new course, and would be the first time I've ever played in the state of Tennessee. I've played in many states across America, but never in Tennessee. And I'm open, so I don't know if I have listeners in Nashville or Eastern Tennessee, but if you are one, please email me if you have any advice or an invite for me, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. For other podcast things not related to golf, wright.todd@yahoo.com. I'm on Instagram at toddwright2121 and Twitter at toddwright2121, Facebook simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Okay, I've been collecting sports stuff for my entire adult life. I was very fortunate early in my local sports radio career at Sports Radio 910 WFNS to have a listener that became a partner of mine, and we did a trade. I would talk about his business on my show. It was called Sears Sports Collectibles. It was in the Tampa Bay Center Mall. It was literally right across the street from the old Sombrero. And the gentleman was a fan of my show, and we did a trade. What that meant was the value of my endorsement, talking about his business to my listeners in exchange for what I wanted from the store. And that was one of the things that really got me going. I had some stuff from my childhood, but that really got me going. And off and on ever since then, that mall, that stadium, that business, unfortunately, the entrepreneur are probably all long gone, but I still have some items from that store that really stand out. I also started getting mini helmets. You know, not the smallest version that you used to get for a quarter out of a like a gumball machine in stores. They're still around occasionally. Yeah, I had all those for the entire NFL. No, I'm talking about the next level up. It's kind of a little bigger than a softball. Not much bigger than a softball, but they look great. They are easy to autograph. They are kind of easy to display. I like them. They may not hold the greatest value overall, but this is my collection. I like looking at them. They all are players who I want in my collection, representing the team of the helmet they signed. So it goes from there. So it started many years ago, and then during the pandemic, I started picking up on it again because I was bored at night and just was shopping eBay. And I started adding more to my collection. Well, here's where I'm at. Of the 32 National Football League franchises, I feel I have 24 of those franchises covered as it relates to my collection. And I have 8 to go. Now, let me give you the 24 teams that are covered. And there's sort of an asterisk on one of them. And I love this as well. But here's what I have in my collection. I have a Falcons helmet autographed by Michael Vick. I have a Bills helmet autographed by the great Marv Levy. I have a Bengals helmet personally signed for me when I worked at ESPN with Anthony Munoz. I have a Bears helmet signed by Gary Fensick with a SBXX inscription. I have 9 and counting Dallas Cowboy helmets. You know, that's almost its own offshoot of the collection. I'm looking at them right now. Jerry Jones personally signed one for me, which is awesome. It says, "Thank you for your loyalty." Thanks for your loyalty with an exclamation point, and it has my name on it. I have Troy Aikman. I have Moose Johnston. I have DeMarcus Ware. I have Ed Too Tall Jones. It says Too Tall. Drew Pearson of Hail Mary fame. Tony Dorsett. Bob Lilly, Mr. Cowboy, first ever pick. Bob Lilly is to the Cowboys what Leroy Selman is to the Buccaneers. Did I say DeMarcus Ware, Troy Aikman? I might have mentioned them all. I might have left one out. And so those are the helmets that I have. I have a wonderful ball autographed by Roger Staubach that sits with the helmets. Anyway, so Dallas I got covered. Detroit I have Barry Sanders. Denver, John Elway. Both of those from the Sears Sports Collectibles days, as is the Green Bay one signed by Brett Favre. Earl Campbell I currently classify as Houston, even though technically it's Tennessee. So technically, I don't know. Again, your feedback, please. Wright.todd@yahoo.com. Does Earl Campbell count as my Houston helmet? And yes, it's the old white with the blue oil derrick and the red face mask and the red stripes. It's awesome. Or is that the Tennessee helmet? Because technically the Oilers moved to Tennessee, became the Titans, and the franchise history went to Tennessee. It is not retained by the Houston Texans. I do not have a Houston Texans helmet signed, nor do I have a Tennessee Titans helmet signed. The Earl Campbell helmet to me counts for one. Currently, I classify it with Houston, even though for 1 year, the Tennessee Oilers did exist and wore that helmet and that uniform. But anyway, it's a beautiful Earl Campbell Houston Oilers helmet, so we'll leave it as Houston in my list. Marshall Faulk autographed Indianapolis Colts helmet. Now, for some of you, you're saying, well, wait a minute, that's the wrong helmet. Nope, it's not. I got it when he was a member of the Indianapolis Colts, and then the Colts moved him to the Rams, and that was part of the birth of the greatest show on turf. Jacksonville, I have a Fred Taylor autographed Jaguar helmet, and it's the old Jaguar helmet, the first version that Taylor actually wore, and he signed it in teal. Also, for those of you saying, hey, Fred Taylor's not really, you know, in the class of some of these other guys, do you know who has the longest touchdown run in National League postseason / playoff history? It's Fred Taylor. And it was in a very historic game where the Jaguars not only won 62-7, it marked the last game in the NFL for Dan Marino and Jimmy Johnson. So Fred Taylor, in a, you know, for a Jacksonville team that hasn't had a lot of legacy type names, Fred Taylor's one of them to me. Kansas City, I have a throwback mini helmet signed by Jan Stenerud, first kicker ever in the Hall of Fame. So many things that connect to not only Chiefs, but NFL history with Jan Stenerud. For LA, I have an Isaac Bruce signed Rams helmet. He did that in person for me when he was on my show during the All Night and Todd Wright days at the ESPN Club. My Miami Dolphins helmet is tough to beat. It is signed by just about significance from the 1972 perfect season. Yes, Shula's on there. Yes, Greasy's on there. Yes, Zonka's on there. And on from there. New England, I have the throwback, what is it, Pat the Patriot or Pete the Patriot, whatever the hell it is. I think it's Pat snapping the ball through his legs, signed by Gronk. I have a New Orleans Saints helmet signed by Archie Manning. Manning may have never won a Super Bowl, but he's responsible for four Super Bowl wins, considering his two kids, and Archie revered in New Orleans. New York Giants, I have an O.J. Anderson signed Giants helmet. Super Bowl 25, one of the best ever played, played in Tampa, Florida. You may remember it for the Norwood Miss or the Whitney Houston lip-synced national anthem. O.J. Anderson was the MVP of the game. Wouldn't have been if the kick was made. It probably would have been Thurman Thomas. But O.J. Anderson, it has the SBXXV MVP inscription, and he went to the University of Miami, just like me. Oakland, I have a Fred Biletnikoff with an inscription, SBXI MVP. And the top receiver in college football annually receives the Biletnikoff Award. I'm a huge fan of Fred Biletnikoff. Pittsburgh, someone from the Steel Curtain. I got Jack Ham, much like with the Bears, get someone from, you know, that defense. I did that with Fensick. I have Jack Ham, who went on to be an excellent broadcaster for a number of years and was just rock solid. I listened to him calling NFL games on radio for many years. I have Kellen Winslow, of course, Kellen Winslow Sr., with the throwback Charger helmet from maybe the greatest game ever played, where he was the best player in that game as he went on and in and out of that game. Superhuman performance by Winslow in, what, 41-38 win against the Dolphins. Steve Largent. Only part of my collection where I have a helmet and a ball signed by the same NFL player. And you're saying, why would it be Steve Largent? Why not? Everything that guy did was awesome. And I have the throwback Seahawk helmet that is silver, blue, and green, signed by Steve Largent. He personalized a ball for me via a friend a number of years ago. A guy drafted by the Oilers and cut at the end of training camp. And the reason given to Steve Largent for him being cut was Bum Phillips simply said, I got enough receivers. Basically, I didn't draft you. Sorry. And Largent thought, I'm done. Yeah. He was just getting started. I love the story. Bar none, William Floyd, who I did TV with on Fox Sports in Florida for a number of years. He just played in my last golf tournament. What a couple years he had. His last year at FSU, won a national championship. His first year in the NFL, won the Super Bowl when Steve Young was quarterbacks. And bar none, recently just signed a helmet for me with a SBXXIX inscription. For the Buccaneers, it's Leroy Selman. The legend and first ever pick of the Bucs franchise on that original helmet. And I have an alternate version of the Washington helmet. It is a Redskin helmet, but it's in gold because those are easier to sign and the signatures stand out more. Signed by former Buccaneer quarterback and a guy who went on to be Super Bowl MVP as what, three? Right, three Buccaneer quarterbacks have gone on to be Super Bowl MVPs with other teams, and Doug Williams is one of them. So I have him on a gold Washington Redskins helmet. The other two, of course, being Steve Young and, of course, Trent Dilfer. Was Trent Dilfer MVP? No, he wasn't MVP. He just won a Super Bowl with – it was either Michael McCrory or Ray Lewis who was MVP of a Super Bowl 35. So here's where I need your help. So I need eight helmets to complete the collection. Now, I don't have unlimited funds, right? So when I tell you I don't have a Cleveland Browns helmet, you say, well, you got to go out and get a Jim Brown. Yeah. What's that going to run me? And how many are those? How many of those are laying around out there for, you know, $100? That's probably not happening. Also, current players are very expensive. It's actually more affordable to buy a former player, even if it's a Hall of Fame player, than a current player. I'll give you an example. Most of you know I'm a big fan of what is a good example here? Okay. I don't have a Minnesota helmet. I've been shopping for a Minnesota helmet for a while. To get a Justin Jefferson helmet would cost like five times what Fran Tarkenton costs. That's just the market. Now, I do have interest in Tarkenton. I do. That is one thought with the Vikings. But I'm just giving you an example. It's not just the best player now, because I might not be able to afford him. And as I tend to do things once guys have finished their career, once they've left the legacy on their team in the league, and you can sort of evaluate the whole body of work. So let's just say that right now. I'm looking for guys who we can evaluate their entire body of work. And it's not a current player for any of these teams. I need the Arizona Cardinals. I need the Baltimore Ravens. Now, most of you who know I went to the University of Miami are saying, what are you waiting for here? It's either Ray Lewis or it's Ed Reed. I agree, but the signatures aren't great. I like a good signature where you can look at it and read it. And Lewis and Reed don't have the best signatures. So that's why I haven't gone with either of them just yet. Now, it'd be different if it was in person, if it was inscribed, if it was personalized to me. That's all different. Yes, I've talked to Ray Lewis. Yes, I've talked to Ed Reed. Not recently. So I'm just shopping. Not sure where I'm going yet with the Ravens. Carolina Panthers. I hate Cam Newton, so that ain't happening. McCaffrey just got traded. We're not sure what he's going to do yet with the Niners. I'm a huge McCaffrey fan. If I'm going to get a McCaffrey, it might be on a Stanford mini helmet, unless I can get Tiger Woods to sign a Stanford mini helmet. All bets are off when it comes to my college helmets, by the way. So I don't have a Carolina Panthers helmet. Cleveland Browns. The easiest helmet to sign, because there's no logo on the side. Players just sign the side of the helmet, and usually pretty big. Yes, maybe Bernie Kosar, but I haven't done it yet. Thinking other ideas. Can't afford a Jim Brown. There are not enough of them out there anyway. Minnesota Vikings, already told you, I need one of those. New York Jets. I tried to get a Joe Namath for a while. And even someone who knew me tried to buy a Joe Namath on eBay for me for a Christmas gift and got beaten in the last 5 seconds of an auction on eBay which happens all the time. And normally I'm the one beating other people with that. It just happens. So instead, I got a Joe Namath signed Alabama helmet. That's the Joe Namath in my collection. If I can't make a case for any other New York Jet, I could double up on Namath and be fine with that. Kind of like I've doubled up on Largent as an outlier of helmet and ball. But I'm looking for someone else significant with the Jets. If I could get a mini signed by the New York Sack Exchange, done. I would do that. I'm just not sure other than Namath and other than them where you go there with such a bad franchise. Eagles. I don't have an Eagles helmet. I should have gotten one signed by Fred X when he was on my show every week and he delivered on 4th and 26 in a game I physically attended as a fan in the cold and then drove through a freaking blizzard over the former Tappan Zee Bridge to get to Bristol, Connecticut for a bullshit interview seminar the next day where if I don't attend, I would have been fired. There's a lot behind that, but I can't find Freddie Mitchell, even though he allegedly lives 1 hour from me in Lakeland, Florida, to connect with him and ask him, hey, would you take a donation for charity and sign me a helmet or two? I don't have a Tennessee Titans helmet. I've brought that up. That could be the Earl Campbell if I end up with a Houston Texans helmet. And there we go. That's the list. So if you have feedback for me, or how about this? If you have a helmet laying around and it needs a new and good home and you want to offer it to me, either free of charge, I'd pay the shipping, or otherwise, I just thought this would be a fun podcast. Never know who's listening. Again, I need a Cardinals helmet, I need a Ravens helmet, a Panthers helmet, a Browns helmet, a Vikings helmet, a Jets helmet, an Eagles helmet, and either a Texans helmet or a Titans helmet. Not blank, need to be signed by someone who's significant with that team and has a legacy of significance, not a current player. Now, if for some reason you're a fan of mine and you have, say, a Viking helmet with a great Justin Jefferson signature and you want to offer it to me, yeah, I'll talk to you. But I'm not expecting that. But you never know. So that's what I need to fill out my collection. And by this year's Super Bowl or by Christmas, I want to complete this collection. I'm 3/4 of the way there. And they're all displayed and protected. Yeah, I'll give it a good home. If you don't want to give it to me, I understand. If you do, I'll pay for the shipping charges if I agree that, yeah, that's the one I want. Or if you want to make me an offer, and then I'll either accept or counteroffer, we'll go from there. Email's right.todd@yahoo.com. Right.todd@yahoo.com. Again, the 8 helmets I need signed by someone of significance to that franchise with a good legacy in the NFL. Cardinals, Ravens, Panthers, Browns, Vikings, Jets, Eagles, and either Texans or Titans. And Freddie Mitchell, if you're out there, or someone in Lakeland, Florida, knows where Freddie is and how he's doing, because Freddie knows me on a first name basis. Tell him Todd Wright's looking for him. Give him my email. Wright.todd@yahoo.com. Wright.todd@yahoo.com. Freddie, I will take you to dinner at the wonderful Texas Cattle Company in downtown Lakeland, which recently rebuilt and reopened after a fire. Thank goodness there's a fire station literally right next door. Stephen Gary is the managing partner of Texas Cattle Company. He plays in my golf tournaments. I like Stephen. I like the restaurant. Freddie, if you're out there, I'll take you and a plus one to dinner at the Texas Cattle Company to catch up. Let me bring a couple of mini helmets and a friend or two. We'll have a good time. Sign these helmets for me. Your dinner's on me. It'd be great to see you. Wright.todd@yahoo.com. Wright.todd@yahoo.com. I thought that'd be a fun podcast. Let's see if anything comes of it. All right? Thanks for listening to episode 252 of the Todd Wright Toddcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group and West Chase Golf Club.